Okay. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have not, slowly, mindfully, come out of your meditation. Yeah? Always remember, maintain your mindfulness, awareness of all action, all movement, even the way you come out of your meditation, your blinking of your eye, your turning of your hand, your head, everything, even when you are doing stretching. Okay. We'll continue with our sharing, huh? Turn to page 76. I think we cover the first part of the 3.1, huh? They are all continuously arising and passing away following nature's law. Seeing their appearing and disappearing, birth and death, rise and fall, and the moment of its arising is sustenance and disappearance. Clearly, here the silent mind in direct seeing to awaken to the three characteristics of nature, anicca, dukkha, anatta, so as to break free from self-delusion or sakkaya ditthi. Seeing clearly its condition arising, that is, how when condition arise, the phenomena come to be, and how when the condition, the supporting condition for its sustenance are still there, then the phenomena will continue to exist, and how when any other supporting condition cease to be, then it will cease to be. Or it will lead to the disappearance or cessation of that phenomena. This will lead to the comprehension of its impermanent and non-self or empty nature, clearly. Then you will come to understand that if you try to hold or cling onto anything and want them your way, which is not nature's way, suffering will come to be. This is how you react to your sense experience via delusion, that conditions your evil root to arise. Evil roots are the roots of all evil, hence they have the power to condition you into negativity via your own evil actions, speech and thought. This is the reason why heedfulness to understand all this is very important. And with heedfulness, you will be able to constantly investigate the Dhamma as taught by the Buddha to confirm that they are all true. They are all the truth, hence re-establishing your faith and reaffirming your right view. The Buddha Puja or Buddhist devotional practice as taught by the Buddha are very useful practices recommended by the Buddha to help us develop the five spiritual faculties of Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi and Panya, needed for us to receive and understand his teaching more easily. Silence your mind to do the Buddha Puja with very strong faith and confidence in the Buddha and his teaching. We are understanding who he is and how special and great a being he is. Then bow mindfully. This will develop a very strong, calm and composed mind, leading to the establishment of the virya and sati, spiritual faculties. Then with the strong sadha and virya, you will bow mindfully to pay respect or reverential salutation to the Buddha, to decondition the heedless thinking that you have arisen throughout the day, thereby calming the mind to develop the sati, the stable sati of mindfulness within. The reason being, this constant bowing and chanting of the Buddha's name as practiced by the Mahayana can also help develop very strong faith, sadha, virya and sati needed to develop the wisdom. There are also many benefits that can arise, because the bowing or reverential salutation is also a meritorious action. Then apart from developing the faith, we can also make use of these merits to make the necessary aspiration to walk the path of Dhamma smoothly by avoiding all fools and only meet up with the wise and enlightened one, so that Nibbana can be realized as soon as possible. When we bow mindfully with a very strong faith, sadha and virya, our minds are very calm and very composed, thereby helping us to develop a very stable mindfulness or sati much more easily. And it also leads to the cultivation of humility. At the same time we exercise our body, sati is awareness before the knowing or the arising of thought, just a pure awareness within. So this bowing should be done with understanding, that is, we bow to establish mindfulness or awareness without thought, so that the body and mind move as one in perfect harmony and synchrony. Once mindfulness has been established, use it to cultivate the four postures of standing, walking, sitting and lying down. Then followed by the cultivation of sati sampajana, or mindfulness and clear comprehension of all action and all movement in the present moment, to develop the initial vipassana wisdom born of the direct seeing of the three universal characteristics. Only then can we proceed with the contemplation of the four elements and the 32 parts within the physical body of ours, and the 9 stages of cemetery decomposition contemplation, to finish off the kayanupassana practices of cultivation. After kayanupassana, then we proceed to vedana and chittanupassana, followed by finally dhamma nupassana. So this bowing is very important. It has a lot of benefits. It can give rise to good mindfulness. Then you can develop it, stabilize it. Then your sitting become very easy. Your meditation become very easy. Then with that, heedfulness will be very easy. Then your meditation will transform. You will progress very fast. Just like what Sandra has shared. Then also Han's sister. What is her name? Sarah. You are Sarah. Okay, I always, the two like similar pronunciation, Sandra and Sarah. One N missing. Okay, thank you. Okay, before we move on, next chapter, chapter 22. Do you have any meditation reporting? Based on just now, or any question that you are not clear, you want to ask? Anybody? Ah, yes, the sister at the back there. Yeah.
Good morning, brother Tu. I notice the best time when I can practice awareness is when I listen to your Dhamma.
Oh, yeah. You're right. When you are attentive, you can cultivate and practice mindfulness. Yeah, you become very, very different. When you are attentive and you have the faith, you can develop it. Very good, sadhu.
So, initially, I saw a lot of kayamita sitting at the benches.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, and they are listening to your Dhamma, so I was wondering, are they listening or are they somewhere?
Their mind is somewhere else.
Yeah. So I start to practice on my own.
Yes,
I try it.
Very good.
And I realized that it's a very peaceful experience.
Yes, very peaceful and very calm.
Yeah.
Because when you have faith, you're attentive, that faith will draw. That's why you can benefit from it. And this nature's energy can actually help you. That's why you can become very peaceful, very calm. And there's a lot of joy. Joy means you rejoice inside there. Because you listen to very good Dhamma, then you can straighten your view. And this is how you develop. Then after that, you will progress because your sitting will become easier. Then you do some bowing, walking. Then throughout the day, maintain mindfulness. Then when you listen to the recording, you will have the same effect. Your mindfulness will build up because of the faith. Faith is called a spiritual faculty. When you have faith in somebody, could it be the teacher or the teaching, that faith is a spiritual faculty. It will allow you to understand spiritual teaching. That's why I also share when I have my faith in my teacher, especially Ajahn Yan Trapwe, I can feel him. Then I rejoice with all the sharing that he has given me. Then with that, the faith allow me to understand a lot of things. Very funny. Then later on, like in one of the sharing of what I explained, even when Thailand there is some news, negative news about him and other things, this one is not affected, not shaken. And I still not shy to tell people he was my teacher. Well, I really learned from him, so much from him. Yeah, very good, Sadhu. That faith is very useful.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Okay. Actually, I'm a person that is very emotional.
Oh, okay.
So, whenever I, for example, when I go for funerals.
Okay.
And my thought, I'm thinking that I need to. Actually, I wanted to console the person.
Oh, okay.
Or the family.
Okay.
But as soon as I hear what they told me, and I start to get very emotional.
Okay,
Sadhu. I don't know whether this is a calming obstructions or what. I cannot express what I feel for that person anymore.
Okay.
So I wonder, is this a delusion? Some hindrance
what? Don't worry.
How do I cultivate this?
Okay, very easy. I will explain to you. Thank you so much. Very good question, Sadhu. Yeah, this is your present mind state. This life, your segmented life that come. Before that, can I ask you one or two questions? Do you have any background of the teaching before you come here? Buddha's teaching.
I was my starts in my primary school.
Oh,
yeah.
In Penang.
In Penang.
Oh, okay. You went to Mahindrama.
No, it's Pote Puti.
Oh, Pote. Oh, yeah. Okay. So that one Mahayana, one, is it?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
No wonder Mahayana. I understand. So you have been there many years. Oh, yes, very good. That's why Mahayana, you must understand, most of the Mahayana, they teach the Pure Land teaching or Zen teaching. They call it Chan. Mahayana's problem is they don't have the basic teaching of the Buddha. Not to say they don't really have, they have in the Sutta and all those things. But their Sutta, they are more interested in all the higher teaching, understand or not? Like Six Patriarch Platform Sutta, then you got the Diamond Sutta, the Surangama Sutta, Leng Yan Jing and other things. Then the Heart Sutta. But the basic teaching of the Buddha, which is the Theravada Four Noble Truths, they seldom expand on it. Or people seldom like quote a sutta and talk about it. Except on a few occasions by a few Zen masters like Xuan Hua or what. He did go back to some Theravada Sutta, but not complete. So problem with Mahayana is they don't have a structure to understand the essence of the Buddha's teaching. That's why I understand why you have no such ability to do what you want to do. It, of course, has got a lot to do with karma and your state of mind. Like just now, yesterday we discussed, there is primary retribution, dependent retribution, activity retribution, and all the other karmic retribution. But yours one is normal, because before you connect to understand this teaching, you will not have the ability to express it out, to help people. But the intention from inside you is very good, because this is what you want to do in the past. You could have taken the Bodhisattva vow. But you find it lacking in ability to do that. Because last time when they administer the Bodhisattva vow, it could be other form of Bodhisattva vow. But the four basic vow is the same. Like Tzu Chi, they do. They give all the followers the four basic vow, Tzu Chi, disciple. They call it the Bodhisattva among the living being. Zhen Jian Pusa. You heard of this, huh? You know Mandarin? Definitely, yeah. Zhen Jian Pusa. So, Tzu Chi's way is different. They want you to come in, involved in the activity, because their specialty is during crisis, during calamity, when there is a lot of suffering, disaster, they will be the first to be there. So you will see that they have real compassion in action. That's why they are very sincere. A lot of support, because they really go all out to help, and they will be the first to be there. Then they have a lot of gratitude. They help you, and yet they say thank you. Gratitude towards you. Kan'en. Kan'en. So people cannot understand. I should be the one that say thank you or gratitude. But the other way around. But their understanding is different. They say, my teacher taught me, which is their Zhen Yan Fa, they always tell them to have gratitude, because if without them going through this crisis, you don't have condition to perform these good deeds. Then you got no condition to train yourself to be a bodhisattva. That's why among living beings, Zhen Jian Pusa. So all this come about because of different teaching and different tradition. So they want you to come in, experience suffering, see how people go through all this karmic thing. Then they will teach you how to develop a good mind, have gratitude towards them, instead of waiting to be praised by them and people to thank you. No, the other way around. They say, Kanan, Kanan, thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve you, to help you. So this is the Mahayana way of certain Buddhist tradition. But all this, when they go in, there is no teaching, except those who have been there long enough, understand, learn from the Sijie. Then they got a Tai, where the teacher keep on teaching the Dhamma. And the Tai Tai Dhamma are very good. They even got video story of real life example of Tzu Chi member, how they help these people, and how these people, after they recover, they join Tzu Chi, they contribute. They did a lot of good things. Then as they experience suffering, experience all this, then they learn to understand it through the teaching, the Dhamma way. Now, then when they listen to the Master's teaching, they realize the Master always talk about love, compassion, having right view, noble eightfold path. Very simple Dhamma, but very beautiful. Then their heart open up. Then as they listen more, they talk about Four Noble Truths. Noble Eightfold Path, 做好事, 做好话, and all these things means develop good action, arise the appropriate good and noble, gentle and pleasant speeches. Then arise the kind thought, the noble thought, so that you can be a blessing to all, because your duty as Tzu Chi member is to relieve suffering, and this is fulfilling your first Bodhisattva vow. Understand not? You vow to liberate living beings. So if you are from the Mandarin side, you should go and try Tzu Chi. Then you will have the ability to help people. Then with the Dhamma I share with you, you will understand what you do and you will progress very far. Then Tzu Chi can give you the condition to do what you want to do. Well, this is what you want inside. But before you connect, you don't have the ability. Yes, I remember during the early day when I just graduated from the university. Then that time, this one I haven't told before, the old people also can learn. I was working as a civil engineer. Then I realized, because at that time the civil engineer's pay is not that high. I started off by having only attachment pay. I was paid 650 something a month, only ringgit. Then when I was confirmed, I paid 985. even 985, let's say 1,000. After EPF, left with 900. Yeah? Married already. Oh. One day average divided by 30, I got 30 ringgit to survive. I tried my best. I couldn't find a way to sustain. I know, very difficult, because Chinese New Year go back, need to pao ang pao, last time I received, now get the kid. Then, no car. So, it's not easy. So, that time I was telling my wife, we have to really look at it. Then, that time she thought I was very stingy. Then her salary also very little, because she has a Chinese school temporary teacher, 200 over ringgit a month. But I told her, don't worry, I will look for... I was willing to do anything, part-time job, to just get some supplementary income. At one time, I was even so tempted to just... They call this mailing thing. You help people to write the envelope. Also. I almost went into that one and do. But luckily, this guy came and see me, my senior mechanical engineer from MU. Then I get to know him. But he wanted to sell me insurance. He gave up his mechanical engineering degree. You know. Immediately after graduate, he tried 1-2 months. He don't like the job as a mechanical engineer. Then he was introduced by somebody into insurance. And he found insurance very interesting. You know, and he became quite successful in insurance. So to cut the story short, he came and see me. Because I'm very technical. For 7 times he came and see me, I say no. I said, I just don't have the money. I said. He proposed to me a lot of this insurance plan. No? Then I say, very good. Yeah, I questioned him a lot. And he liked me. Yeah, he said, you are very different. Because you really questioned me. How to claim and all those things. Then before I really... Then I told him, I don't have the money. But I can afford 1 year about 300 ringgit. Because I have my daughter that time. I need to buy some protection for her. And that time I was not in the real meditation yet. So he said, I know what plan you want. He sell me, he proposed a term plan. The 8th time, I said, this one I want. Because he gave me 100,000 coverage, I only paid 300 ringgit. This one I can afford. I said, this is what I need. Then he said, since you already so good in all this, because after proposing to all this plan, why not you join me? I say, I'm a government servant. No, I cannot moonshine. I cannot. No, you don't worry. Part time, you say. Don't need full time. You can park under me and all those things. No. Then I say, then how do I start? Oh, don't worry. I will sign you up. You go for training. Oh, then that's how I went to AIA. Then I was so successful for the first 3 years. I was a top agent for 3 years now. And I earned extra income. That time, per year, I earned extra 15,000 ringgit a year. Together with all the trailer commission, all those things. It was good money, higher than my pay. That's how, after that, where I know how to invest, I really make my money, grow my money, multiply my money. But to cut the story short, this person, he came to me that time. That time I was like you. I have the Dhamma, but I don't have the ability to express and share all this. So because of that, he was a free thinker. Then the son get into big trouble. The brother get into big trouble. No? He was from Ipoh. Then he was involved in the family matter. Then the mother also almost crazy. A lot of things they cannot handle. Then he was so desperate, he went everywhere to ask around. Then he checked with me. Then I said, you want to understand the Buddhist way, I can teach you. Then he listened. But then he was desperate. So finally he became what? He became a Christian. Then he believed Christianity. He took away all the house altar. All those what they call tope kong te chu kong, he took away. You know. Then he asked me, if I'm a Christian, can I remove all this? I say, it's up to you, it's your life. You don't have faith in them, they've got no meaning to you. But as long as you do it with thankfulness, you don't abuse it, you don't like through disbelief destroy it and all those things, I say you can offer this to the temple or to people who may need, or otherwise talk to them and say your belief system is different, so you have to clear all this, or they understand. So because of that, he also met one very famous Buddhist, also a lay person in AIA, very famous. And yet that person talked to that person for 3 days in a row. No way he can communicate because he is like fated to be a Christian. Then he married a Christian also. So that's why I'm trying to share is at that time I was like you. I want to help because he was the one that brought me to insurance and changed my life. And I have gratitude for him and I really want to help him. But he cannot understand what I explained to him. Well, he was desperate. He wants quick fix. So he go to the church. Then later on he came and invited me to his church. I also went. But then I said, it's okay. I said, you have your way. I have my way. That's how it happened. So for you, it's easy to fix it. If you have this basic teaching, the Dhamma, then you will know how to change yourself, transform yourself. Then you go to Ji, there will be more condition for you to do all these things. Your emotion is part of your karmic, that's all. Because this evil root has been there and it's not easy for you to resolve. That's why the karmic thing come. This life you are born as a lady. You know, ladies are more emotional. Right? But lady, you be careful. Although they're emotional, you don't cheat them, you don't hurt them. Otherwise, they chop you out. How many pieces, I don't know, and they will do it, I tell you. So, I don't mean she will do that. But ladies are emotional. When emotion take control of your mundane mind, you cannot do anything. It's coming. You also got your bad karma because last time you also chop people out. Then now you go in front of this lady and simply say things. Law of cause and effect mesh. Then there is condition. You sure cannot chop up one right there. That's why don't assume you don't have this condition. You ask yourself, you have been born how many times? All the aeons and aeons of rebirth. You dare to tell me you never kill people before? Or never chop people before? That's why avoid the condition. So you're this kind-hearted mind, which is from your past, you could have taken the vow. But that time they didn't teach you the whole teaching. Like Ciji, they teach you how to do this work. But very likely you are not from Ciji. Otherwise you have gone back to Ciji long time ago. So you could have come from that type of... Is it a Tan Xiang? There is a... what is the name? I forgot you mentioned. No, the place you go
Puti.
To. Oh, Puti. Oh, sorry, it's different.
School.
Puti is what?
Puti is a school.
Oh, it's a school. Puti. I haven't heard of that. Luckily, I learned something today. So, in the school, you will not learn the essential teaching because their Mahayana structure is very different. What do they teach you there?
I went in during my primary,
yeah.
So it's a school, meaning that it's a government school.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
So they teach all the textbook.
Oh, is it? Buddhist school. Oh, very good. So what do they teach you? Thanks. Garrett, maybe you can come. You study Buddhism?
Buddhism, yes.
Oh, very good. Then how you go continue your secondary?
Yeah, and then when I go to university, I also join the Buddhist society.
Oh, very good. Means they have exam for you.
Yes.
Means
yes.
Apart from Buddhist study, you also study the syllabus
to
pass exam.
The exams and
very good. Very good. So you will come to understand. You study a lot of theory,
yes.
Understand a lot
correct.
Of knowledge,
yes.
Which is not applicable, understand. So because of that, you have this problem. Don't worry. This is all karmic, a bit here and there. Quite complicated, but it's good. Because basically, you have that nature to really help people. That's why when you go to the wake, you have this, what is called, very noble intention or mind to help. But then, because of your coming, born as a lady, you're very emotional. The moment you are emotional, you can't express yourself. Because what you learn is theory, knowledge, understand? Theoretical Dhamma, not the practical Dhamma that you can apply to help people. So now with this, slowly you go back and cultivate. Then when you go Ciji, you got the condition. You just join them. Pretend that you don't know anything. You will learn a lot of things. Then let them show you, take you everywhere. Then you really see. Then you see how they help. Then one day, within short period, you can also help. You can also explain it. But what you understand after you read this Hatsutta book and this retreat, you understand a lot more than them. Then they will be very surprised at how you can really do all this without any Ciji experience. Of course you have sadhu. Of course you have to abide by their rules. They have their own self. You don't go and say, Brother Teo say like that, not like that. Then you bring yourself into problem. Me also in problem. They will ask you, which Brother Teo? Then they will come. But not likely Ciji will do that as well. But they are followers, you don't know. But they are still training. They are still going through all this. So don't worry, you will have your good nature fulfill what you want to do. That's why you can be here, otherwise you cannot be here. And rejoice, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Very good. Then also, thank you, Garrett. I didn't know the Puti Buddhist school was the biggest in Malaysia. Yeah. Like, 讲多一点. Thank you, Garrett. Well, luckily we got Garrett. Yeah, he is involved with a lot of Buddhist organizations. That's why he said he got a lot of this meeting and other things. Yeah.
I think it started about the time of Chila Su, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know. Very long ago.
They started school at near to Burma Road there.
Yeah. Right. I know.
Yeah.
Bagan Jama.
I think
Burma Road.
Po Yen was
Po Yen.
Po Yen brought the oldest teacher came there.
Oh. Boy, Zhang Lao.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Oh, the Wu Ping Jing Se one.
That's how long he was. You know?
Oh, very long. He was
so,
Yin Sun's and Xuan Hua's contemporary.
With all the hard work, they managed to have one Puti Xiao Xue.
Oh. Okay.
Then they shifted to Sebang Praya, I think, the latest.
The other side of Penang.
I have a very big one now.
Yeah. Sadhu.
So now it's manned by, I think, what's the name? Wei Wu Fa Si.
Oh, I heard of him.
Wei Wu Fa Si is very, he emphasized a lot on education.
Education.
I think he is the only one in Malaysia.
Sadhu. Very good.
Actually do a lot of educational things.
Yeah.
And then he even started the, the university.
Oh, okay.
Malaysia cannot have the university.
Yeah, last time.
So now in Hap Jai.
Oh, he started one.
That is a proper one.
Wow, sadhu.
So anyone want to enroll for any proper certificate?
You WhatsApp me the address. I used to go Hap Jai.
Okay.
Every year I go with my family.
You can stay there if you want.
Good. I think condition for me to be
so,
there.
So, I think...
But in Mandarin, everything in Mandarin.
No. This university actually Pali language, Chinese.
English.
Even Malay.
Oh,
because it cater to propagate the Buddhism in this region.
Buddha Dhamma. Oh, very good. Sadhu.
So this a little bit info.
Thank you so much, Garrett. Let us rejoice. Sadhu. Oh, today I learn. That's why when I share, I learn. Then when we share, you all also learn. So this is how the group learning is more effective, faster. That's why last time people used to tell me, where they used to attend those style retreat, personal interview. I say, with 60, each person 1 minute, also 1 hour. Every day I lose 1 hour. And 1 minute, how to talk? You come in, pay respect. Before you ask question, the 1 minute is up. Even I give you 10 minutes, no point. But this group one is very good. Of course, a lot of people feel shy. Pine say, they're not asked, they're not share. I scared people laugh at me. If like that, then indirectly, pardon me for saying that, it's actually your own delusion and your selfishness. If you are not willing to share because you pine say, then this is selfishness. You want to listen only. Understand? You want other people to share. Then of course some are very different. After they hear this, they also have the inspiration to share. Then they put out their hand. Understand? And that is very good. So whatever it is, we should have that sincerity to actually share in what. Like our sister there, although emotional, she came out and she shared. And we should rejoice. Yeah? Thank you so much. Yeah? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Oh, 12 o'clock. Suyan, you want to say something?
Brother, just a quick one. Then.
Yeah.
The Ta Ai Thai.
Ah, yes.
Every morning, I think at 5:30 in the morning,
it's
a series, Wisdom at Dawn by Master Cheng Yen.
Oh, very good. You should listen to that.
So every morning at 5:30. And initially when I saw it, I always saw the last portion of it.
Oh,
I was trying to find out how I could see the repeat. So Stephanie Chiu that attended the Thursday
conference
informed me that it's repeat at 9 p.m. at night.
Sadhu, that is a good time slot. After dinner, you can
from
listen.
From there, I trace it back and I managed to find it on YouTube. So, which means, for example, if I see it on the morning session, then I can buy
you can access
maybe
it.
By afternoon, I can find it. So, what
very
happens
good.
On March the 9th, Master Cheng Yen spoke about the Four Noble Truths, Eightfold Path, and then
Sadhu.
The whole series continued from there.
Sadhu,
so
very good.
She shared a lot about
And her Dhamma is very simple in Hokkien. Most of the time in Hokkien. Very good. I heard
Hokkien, but I'm reading the subtitle.
Yeah, subtitle. That's why banana also can understand.
In English.
you must understand. Ciji now is very different. Their translation is very good.
Very precise.
The
very
person very that translates has the Dhamma. Well, I read some of the books. Yes, my wife used to go with me to Tropicana. There is what they call Jin Si Xuan, where they have the books. You can Yam Cha there, I went there, I saw a few of these books. Very good. And the translation is very accurate. Thank you. And when I bought those books, the counter people look at me. You can understand. I doesn't know Mandarin. I only know English. Then he said, you read this book? Then he speak to me in Mandarin. I say, I'm English educator. You read this book, English educator. Yeah, I can understand those very, very complicated teaching. But she is good, I tell you. Over the years, she is a student of Yin Sun Pasi. Yin Sun is Xu Yun's direct disciple. They are contemporary of Master Xuan Hua. Master Xuan Hua, Po Yan Zhang Lao, and Yin Sun. I have their photo because Miss Li show me that photo when they were together with Yin Sun in China. A black and white photo, very nice. So these are the affinity. When you have affinity with this being, you will meet them. And their teaching is beautiful over the years. The translation is very good. Thank you, Suyan.
I'll just forward to the group.
Can. Yeah.
Yeah, forwarded to Miss Lee. Miss Lee says it's very, very good. And asked me to forward to the group.
Yeah, it's very good. You listen, the Ta Tai. The way she share, then my brother, he also Mandarin educated, but our sister here, the English is much, much better than my youngest brother. I told you that turnaround. What happened was, after he had the faith, after he turned around and worked for my elder brother, then when I told him, you got money, you see me, you remember? Then I make money for him. Then after that, he remember what I say, you must learn the Dhamma, Buddhism. He said he want to learn. I don't know what to do. Yeah? He really read Malay newspaper or no, that batch. English totally koya. I say I cannot talk to you in Hakka or Dhamma. You know, the other dialect is Hokkien and Hakka. I say, Samo Alostano, how long can I talk to you? I say, okay, you go Ciji. I send him to Ciji. And he changed. He came back. He thanked me so much. He said, now I understand what Zheng Yan Fa Shi said. He said, last time, Ba Zhen Dao, Four Noble Truths. He listened so many times, he cannot understand. Then one Chinese New Year, I went back. He asked me. He said, I got this question. He said, I listened to Master Zheng Yan's the Tai Tai, the teaching and all things. What is this Four Noble Truth? What is this Noble Eightfold Path? He speaks in Mandarin, Si Sheng Di Ba Zhen Tao. Oh, I say these are the core teaching. Then when I explain to him, in of course Hakka, we speak Hakka. He straight away understood. No, then after that he listened again. Now I know what master is trying to teach. He said before that he cannot understand because they completely no exposure, nothing. Then I explained to him what is Tan Sen Si, greed, hatred, delusion. Then he start to understand. No. Initially, he got no idea, no head, no tail. Understand? That's why Siji is different. The teaching come later. But to understand the teaching, you must have the experience of suffering and weakness suffering and do it. That's why you must have that good mind, Kan'en Sing. Kan'en is gratitude. Then the love to help and all. Then this one will open up your heart. Your selfishness all gone. Because he told me one. After he did that, his life changed. Last time he cannot study on. He got kicked out after form 3. That time a disciplined master also he whacked until sacked from the school. You see how fierce he is. Well, he was from the gangster. And he turned around. Then after that, Suji people, I went back, I heard, he contributed a lot, donated a lot, but he believed in generosity. Then he built himself up. And he became very successful. Then he was very, very happy. Then he told me, his life improved tremendously. The children, he didn't teach them, but they don't know how to study, and they got very good results. Then he said, not only him, his other colleague that he talked to, they also had the same experience. Then their life changed around. Then last time, he every time got problem. Because he do all those nonsense. A lot of enemy. Then after that, a lot of friends. They keep on rejoicing. Then anything they call him, he's willing to go out and help. Then he go and encourage my all the other brother to go and join Suji, to go and do all those donations. Then their life also improve. This is how, when you really cultivate it, practice it, it will give you the result. Okay? We go for lunch. Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, today is a cleaning up day. Your cushion put at the side. Afterward, they will put back for you.